Ohio seniors make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, he's the leader. He's the leader of the Mountain Lion Mafia. The Mountain Lion Mafia.
Whoa. You're kidding.
So he's in charge of trail cam technician. So he, in Knox County, there's a lot of mountain lions. So Steve is in charge of putting up new trail cams and maintaining the ones that are already up. And so he is out doing that. So
you're kidding me.
No, he's the Mountain Lion Mafia.
There's a lot of mountain lions up in that area.
There's a lot. There is a lot of mountain lions in that area.
Were you
along the Missouri River?
Did you encounter them when
never
you were?
Never encountered one. We had someone encounter when they were mushroom hunting last 2 years ago. He had a deer down.
What about in your youth?
But that in my youth, I've never encountered ones. They're very stealth and they're very nocturnal. So they're not animals that you run across, but there's a lot of them. And so it's very cool. So he's part of that. So
good to know.
He's monitored the Mountain Lion Mafia.
I like that.
So Schindler is out maintaining the trail cameras for this mountain lion. You see some crazy stuff. You get a
what
lot
does he
of
do
deer.
If he sees one? What's his response if he sees one?
He posts it so everyone's kind of aware.
Okay.
And usually it freaks people out. But to my knowledge, in the last 200 years, has there been a mountain lion attacking a human anywhere in Nebraska? I don't know that. But anyway.
Okay.
The mountain lions are danger to livestock.
Mm-hmm.
They're dangerous. To your pets, of things of that nature.
Yes.
Yeah. So some different things there. So
that's really, that's interesting.
Very intriguing.
He does so many different things.
He works hand in hand with the Game and Parks. So he reports back to them. He doesn't go rogue on this. He lets them know what's going on and what he sees and relays the information to him.
And
so he's out with the people. He's doing a lot of stuff, but he's also out in nature, which is nice.
I'm sort of astounded sometimes by the wide array of areas he gets into.
Yeah.
Wildlife.
And he does all the research himself.
He's a banker, Jake.
He's a banker.
He's a busy guy.
That's all he's doing. He's banking, and all of a sudden, he's the number one banker in Nebraska, but also at the same time, he's taking care of the mountain lions. What's going on out there?
Abundant energy, apparently, for a man his age.
Yes, abundant.
High T.
Yes. High T.
Yes.
Yes.
Him and Heyman. Together.
Yeah, him and Heyman. Heyman will be with us tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow.
We'll talk to Rick Heyman tomorrow. We have got a lot of texts this morning from Rick Heyman. a lot.
I wonder what about.
Personal texts from Rick Heyman this morning. Okay.
College football playoff. The first rankings came out last night. They decided that election night was the perfect night to bring out the first rankings of the year. Why not?
Let's
do it. It was a good night for the Big Ten in terms of the rankings. Here's your top, again, the top 12 are what matters in this, but Oregon, no surprise, numero uno, followed by Ohio State at number two. Number three, Georgia. Number four, Miami. Number five, Texas. Six, back to the Big Ten, Penn State. Number seven, Tennessee. Eight, Indiana. Nine, BYU. 10, Notre Dame. 11, Alabama. And 12, Boise State. That is your initial top 12 of the rankings per the college football playoff.
My first take was, I thought they pretty much nailed it.
Do you?
Weren't off to, there's a few things. I thought Tennessee is too high. I thought Tennessee was too high.
Tennessee is at seven.
Yeah, I thought
at
that.
At 7-1 with their losses to,
Arkansas.
Okay. Arkansas, that's right.
Jeez.
So it's a bad loss.
Average Arkansas
And they've had
team.
Some average wins. But there's, should they be in the playoff right now?
Yes.
Yes. That, just so everyone knows, though, there's going to be dramatic changes in this. Because this is just how they were. Remember, there's we have no idea who's going to win these leagues. So they get the automatic 1, 2, 3, 4. So that
four automatics.
So the 1, 2, 3, 4 means nothing right now. Mm-hmm. And so all four of those 1, 2, 3, 4s could all be different. Mm-hmm. They all can be different. And then looming out there, I said SMU is right there, I think, at 13th. So they're going to have
That's correct.
I mean,
SMU, yep,
first team out.
Yep.
There's literally probably, again, solid 30 teams that are still viable right now. 30 teams that are still in this conversation.
There was a lot of, there was some level of talk last night about should Ohio State be ahead of Georgia?
Well, they've got one loss on the road to number one, and they were in field goal range and took themselves out of field goal range.
Georgia, yeah. Though, you would say, you know, yeah. Now the counter is Georgia's win against Texas, against top ranked Texas in Austin, is a better win than Ohio State has.
They're agreed. I bet I would bet that was razor thin.
On
who was I, that was not when I was like, oh no, it's a landslide Ohio State. I don't think so.
What Ward Manuel said, yeah. Ward Manuel, he's the head of the whole thing this year. Ward Manuel said that Georgia's loss was probably the issue. Georgia lost to Alabama. Mm-hmm. And so their loss was worse than Ohio State's loss.
That's what separated
it. Yeah. Razor thin. No, you're right, razor thin. But there was, and I don't know. I isn't it interesting though? Guys, think about it. Back up a little bit. The team, I remember the conversation after the Nebraska game? I was like, man, Ohio State's not very good. They're number two.
And they were ranked fourth in that right. game. They went up. Yeah. They've gone up with the win against Penn yes. State on the road.
But remember that? We came back, and I was like, man, they're not.
Well,
they're not much up front.
Okay, so you know? So it could have been Georgia up front, right? 13-12 to Kentucky. 13-12 to Kentucky, who's won three games.
Well, didn't whip Mississippi State by much, right?
No. So so teams have those moments, mm-hmm. that, like an Ohio State has. They have moments, and you have to look back. Because right now you'd say, what about Kentucky? Well, they beat Ole Miss, and they played Georgia within 1 point. How's their season? Horrific. Horrific. They're like, I think they're 3-6 is what right. they are. Yep. I think they're 3-6. But they have no chance at a bowl.
Now, you guys think that Indiana, I thought Indiana would be in the sixth range.
So they're number eight. Yeah. Number yeah. eight is Indiana. Yeah,
I thought. And then there's two things to look at right away. The first is haven't played anybody, but everybody they've played, they've Whipped. Crushed.
Yeah.
I think the Michigan State game was huge because we know that Iowa went there and just got destroyed.
Yep.
And Iowa was a pretty solid team. We all agree, right?
Yes.
And Michigan State destroyed them at home. They go there, exactly. go down 10-0 and score 47 unanswered.
And I always look at, I hope I can verbalize this, and I hope you understand.
I bet you can.
I always look, there are, sometimes you just put stock in programs. Michigan State's never going to have a roster you look at and go, oh my God, they're really little and they're yeah. not physical.
Yeah.
They're never going to have that roster.
No, they'll always look like a Big Ten team.
Yeah. So Indiana going there and thrashing them in East Lansing, that's what got my attention more than any game this year.
Agreed. Yeah. And then the same thing, like you have to give them the credit for the Nebraska game.
Mm-hmm.
56-7.
Right.
Nebraska the next week had the ball to win against Ohio State.
On the road.
That also tells you again, it's like, hang on now. This game is a playoff game for Indiana this weekend against Michigan. They win, they're in.
Oh God, is that right?
If even if they lose to Ohio State, right. They'd have one loss, one number two team, and unless they get beat 56-7 or some out
by Ohio State,
yeah. where it's just like they go, hang on. But if they 11-1, because right now, I mean, there's only four teams that can get in for the Big Ten. Period. That's all that's going to make it. They have to be one of them. If they're not one of them, there's not a fifth team that's getting in. And so that means they're just getting three in.
We talked about a few months ago regarding how many teams can you get in. Right now, again, we said four was possible. Right now, as of the first one, four are comfortably in the playoff
from the
Big Ten. First and second, Oregon, Ohio State. Sixth, Penn State. Eight, Indiana. Now, obviously, this will change the next few weeks. But as of the first one, you have got four teams comfortably in the playoff.
If you're Indiana, aren't you thinking, we have to play our way into a home field game?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, yeah, it'd be incredible.
Right. Because right now they're on the outside of that conversation.
Just imagine this. If they happen to pull it off and go undefeated, beat Ohio State, then they're going to play in the Big Ten championship game in their same state. In their
good
same
point,
state.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Right up the road.
Oregon's got to fly three time zones to come play a team that's going to be. And the Oregon fans, I think they're great fans. I don't know if they travel crazy to try to get to the Big Ten championship game. Where Indiana, that'd be 80-20. 80-20 crowd.
I mean, Bloomington from Indianapolis, was it 40 minutes?
But just the fact that this has never happened.
No, it's crazy.
It's craziness. It's never even been to it.
Think about a month ago. People were saying, the Indiana story is great. But right now, again, at 8th, it's reasonable for them to think they can win the national championship.
Absolutely.
It's reasonable. Ohio State is number 2. Nebraska almost beat Ohio State on the road. Man. Indiana blasted Nebraska. Oregon looks very good, but Indiana's not scared of Oregon.
No, there's no scary team, though.
I don't think Oregon's scared. We scoffed and realized, it's cute. No, Indiana legitimately thinks they could probably win the national championship this year.
They should.
Alabama's 11th.
Yeah, there's no scary team.
No, and you can just tell. When you play, we talk about the ups and downs. What team so far hasn't had that?
Indiana.
They're the only one. They're
the only team.
Alabama's had incredible ups and downs. Georgia, incredible up and down at that.
Texas.
Texas, well, not quite. Just the big loss to Georgia.
Texas looms.
But they haven't had that one game. Now, Mississippi State kind of hung around with them.
They did. It was surprising.
Vandy hung around with them.
What's that?
Vandy hung around with Texas.
They did. Right now, Texas' best win is Vanderbilt. That's their best win.
Yeah, because Oklahoma's not that great.
Their best win. They don't have, and Michigan's not a great win. Their best win is Vanderbilt.
Good God.
Think about that.
Is that right?
It's their best win.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Michigan. They win in Michigan, but that's not a big
one. So no one thinks much of
it. Guess who is looming spots out of a playoff?
Who's looming?
Deion Sanders in Colorado at number 20 in the initial playoff
round. They're number 20, and they've got.
they are looming.
They're looming. 20 with a direct path. Went out. Just went out. They'll win out, and they have a great chance to be in the Big 12 championship game. So then you always have a chance. So teams have chances right now.
God.
I said there could be, mathematically it could happen, there could be a 7-way tie in the SEC at 2 losses. It could happen. Now, will it? No. It's like trying to hit, all I got to do is hit a 17 parlay, and I'll make a bunch of money. It's kind of hard. Just try that. Try that every week. See how it goes.
So Indiana-Michigan in Bloomington this week. Yeah.
Let's see if that lines. It was 14 points to open for that in favor of Indiana.
So what you're looking for is Indiana to sort of throw a clunker and show some vulnerability. Yeah. You wonder if they will. My guess is they won't.
Have they thrown on the next week already? Does that come out? Please tell me that Indiana Ohio State's not the big noon kickoff. Please tell me that.
I don't think it's thrown out yet. I don't think it's out there yet.
Well, there's a bye week, so Indiana does not play the 16th. Ohio State does play Northwestern at 11 a.m. likely for that game.
Yeah, I don't think that's not time.
That's not official yet, though.
But I really think this is a playoff game. I think if they beat Michigan, then they just have to play well against Ohio State, and they'll beat Purdue. That means they're 11-1.
Don't you think that Indiana could beat Ohio State?
Yeah,
they could win. And that's the second ranked team in the country. We're looking at a potential national championship team, Indiana.
That's why the Michigan game to me is really interesting. I just want to see if they keep rolling.
We believe you're for real. Now prove it again against the defending national champions.
You really can't go with that. They haven't played anybody. Now they haven't played a great schedule. But they just destroy everyone.
Oh, I know. I'm not.
And at the time they played Nebraska, let's not forget Nebraska was 5-1.
Right. I'm not going. Yeah. I don't go down that road with Indiana too far.
Yeah. It starts a little bit, then you just go easy.
I've seen them.
From Ryan in Delaware, he says, if Cignetti wins the national championship this year, does he automatically become the best college football coach ever?
No.
Not ever.
Well, Saban, obviously, yes. It'd be the best coaching job in the history of mankind. In the history of the world.
A one-year best coaching, nothing even close.
Right.
Nothing.
The best coaching job. Cignetti,
I would probably retire and go to the booth.
I'll never stop.
I would just go to game day.
I'm good. I'm done.
I'm good.
Here.
That way, what's your plans for next year? I don't know.
It's hard to top. Oh, it'd be incredible. It would be the best coaching job.
Yeah. In the history of college football, he's in line for it right now to have the best coaching job. And it's close to it, even if he gets in the playoffs. If he takes a team that went 3-9 last year and takes him to the playoffs.
Oh, God, yes.
A team that's been historically terrible. Yes. Not just bad, but terrible.
Right.
Bottom of the barrel of the Big Ten.
Think of the conversation we have about how intriguing it is right now. And all these games coming up that are magical, and none of them would be magical if it was only four teams. There'd only be a few games that'd be magical,
right?
If it's four teams getting in, and so like right now, you're always going to be mad about who is 13-14.
Yeah,
always gonna be mad about that. But at least you know, no matter what, you got the top eight,
right?
Right. You got the top eight right. And so before, it was always like, do we even get the top four right? Well, you know, you got the top eight right. So the other ones, there's always going to be some sort of conversation. But you want conversation because you want everybody talking about it. Keeps fan bases engaged with what's going on.
100.
The teams on the outside looking in right now, but you know, close. SMU 13, 14, Texas A&M.
Clear path.
15, LSU.
Clear path.
16, Ole Miss.
Clear path.
17, Iowa State. 18.
Still clear path. 18, they can win out, yeah.
Pittsburgh. 19, Kansas State with two losses now.
I think Kansas State's not as clear. Kansas State does not control their own destiny. Iowa State does.
Yes.
And Pitt probably does.
Pitt does, with one loss.
Colorado, 20. Washington State in the Pac-2, number 21 in the country.
For them.
I'm really bummed right now that they're 7-1. Is it 7-1?
Yeah.
Why?
I wish they were undefeated. Just to cause more, just more of a stir.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were undefeated. There would be a lot of like, whoa. First of all, they'd be about 14th or 15th if they were undefeated. And can you imagine if the Pac-2 got in?
Pac-2.
Well, it'd be beautiful. It'd be poetic.
Louisville 22, Clemson 23, Missouri 24, and Army number 25 in the initial college football playoff rankings from last night.
Yeah.
So
who's Washington State's loss to? I'm looking right now if you don't.
Let me check that.
I got it. I'm on it, Jake.
I think Army's still alive also. Because if they win out, if they go undefeated and win the conference, it's the highest ranked deal, and Boise's ahead of them. Well, if Boise goes to the Big Ten champ, Big 12, I mean, the Big Mountain West Championship game and happened to lose, the team that's been phenomenal has been Colorado State. They bounced back big time.
Yeah, they have bounced back.
Seriously?
They got six wins, right?
They're going to be in the Mountain West Championship game.
They have San Bruce. They have
because
six wins
now. They missed everybody. They missed
you. Wait a second. Norvell's got them going? Yeah,
they had a horrible start. Yeah, I think they're 6-3
now. Look at their schedule. Their last games. It's been like New Mexico. It's been Nevada. They miss Boise and UNLV.
I'm looking right now at the Mountain West Conference. Boise State obviously 4-0 in the league. They're 7-1 overall. Colorado State's 4-0 in the league. Yeah. They are 6-3 overall after a terrible start.
Yeah. Jay.
Yeah, 6-3.
The Rams have turned it around.
By the way, going back to Washington State, their only loss is to Boise State.
45-24.
Yeah. They have
that Boise.
Yeah, they have some decent wins.
If they would have won that, give us their wins.
They're decent. They've beaten Texas Tech.
It's a good win.
They beat Washington.
It's a good win.
Oh, wait, Tech just beat Iowa State, by the way.
Yeah.
Knocked off their undefeated season.
Yeah, I think, Fresno's at Fresno State, they've won. Washington State. San Diego State, blah.
If they would have beat Boise right now, matter of fact, they'd probably be in the playoffs. They'd be 12th or 13th.
And I can't name their head coach. I hope you can.
Jake Dickert.
Yep.
Dickert's still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Took over through the Rolovich. I'm not getting
COVID. Nick Rolovich.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm not getting the COVID shot.
Not getting the COVID shot. He's not coached again. I would have got the shot. I think I'd have been like,
oh. Rolovich planted his flag.
Yeah. He did. And he's,
certain things playing about that.
He's on his own island.
Here's what we're doing. We got to get. I'm not doing it. Well, the job pays $3 million a year. Does that interest you? No.
I'm sticking with my guns, baby. When we come back.
God love him for doing that.
Bill's Thrills on the early thrills. Break on the ticket.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.